18, are you okay? I wait for a response.
You have him out. You're just asking him questions?
Yes. No further malfunctions?
Do you have... You don't have Tinker's tools, do you?
No.
You notice there's kind of a subtle like wavering in his holographic image. And for a split second, you see the little floating orb that's projecting the hologram kind of sparks a little bit. Like there might be some sort of hardware damage.
All right. I recall it and get out another one. Okay. And I look at the orb briefly as we're walking towards the place.
It seems like it's just a little piece of metal bent out of place on the orb. You could, in theory, use some of your thieves' tools.
I just kind of go like on a follow mode and just follow Gooflin. And my legs just continue to follow him as I'm like messing with the orb with my thieves.
Go ahead and roll a thieves' tools check.
15, not bad.
It is bad when you got a +9.
You guys are, after your short rest, you're just heading further west to find this thing?
Yep. Running like there's ants in my pants.
Okay. Luke, you're able to fix your orb. At least in a good enough condition. Eventually, up in the horizon, kind of peeking over the canopy of the swamplands, you see a massive, massive tree that reaches up into the sky. Everything else, yeah, it looks like if it's going to be anything, it would probably be this tree.
I'm sharpening my hand axe.
Produce flame in my hand.
I'm so tired of these plants.
After getting a bit closer, you start to get into an area of like boulders and moss and trickling water, almost like a more damp swamplands. But do you choose to approach the massive tree?
Hold on, guys. I'm 18. We don't need to sacrifice ourselves. Give me a moment. I transfer my consciousness to 18. I can move 1,000 feet away.
Whoa.
And I just move 18 up to get us a nice little surveillance of the area. If 18 goes down, we'll know that we're in trouble and we need to be careful.
So you're like leaving 18 behind as like a little proximity camera thing?
Yeah, like I'm just sending them out almost like a find familiar. I just send them out.
You're staying still and you're sending him forward.
Let's just wait here. And I send 18 and he blasts off with his rocket boots and kind of flies up to the tree and tries to take a peek at the area.
Can you see through him right now?
Yeah, I'm in full control of him.
Oh, okay. You're doing the same thing from before.
Yeah. It's basically find familiar is what it is.
Gotcha. Okay. This is what you find.
Oh, here we go, guys. Guys, we remember those plant monsters we found earlier, the big ones?
The dead ones?
Yeah, there's some more of those. And I'm taking it, the black hole is the tree, right?
Yeah, it's the tree trunk, yeah.
I only see a couple of the big monsters. I don't see anything smaller, but they're really close to the tree.
Which big ones? Like the golems?
Yeah, the golems. Not the one that ate us, or ate Gooflin. Not those, but the big golem guys. So there's a couple of those.
Those guys were stealth. They only came out after we started attacking.
Okay. Maybe I'll swoop down and try to lead one back towards us.
You get how close do you get to one of them?
I get at least 60 feet away from it, above it, and then kind of like wave my arms around, and then fly back towards us.
Once you make yourself known, you hear a loud voice kind of boom throughout the jungle. You can tell it's coming from this tree. It almost makes the surrounding leaves and small trees kind of shimmer a little bit with the force of its booming voice.
We're gonna need fire, lots of fire.
I ready my index. The entity? ?
Yes.
The voice echoes out and it says,
"You have come a far way. Let us put down our weapons. We can speak."
This is coming from the tree.
I'm flipping the hand axe in my hand.
The time to speak is over. Right.
Hey, hey, whoa. No, he doesn't speak for all of us. Calm down.
Can you hear us, creature?
XT-17. I think this is Gooflin's call. His body is the one at risk.
I say to the tree, "We are connected, yes.
We share a similar power, but your form was given to you by my nemesis."
I'm not too fond of her either.
Then why have you come here?
I'm stumped. I don't know.
Where am I? I don't even know I got here.
Your body!
My body is trying to be healed right now. So I am in this form.
If that is your reason, then why bring friends?
We don't leave each other's side. Just like you and your plants.
If my pants did not need to attack, then I would be more accepting of your lies.
I don't know if you had seen, but I was not trying to fight your plants, and they attacked first.
If you do speak the truth, then come, let us speak.
I put away my hand axe and I start walking up.
Do you guys just mosey on up?
I do.
Okay.
I follow about 15 feet behind him.
Okay. Did the witch lady, did she say I had to kill this thing in order to get my body back? Or we're just kind of waiting for her to work on it?
That was the deal.
That I had to kill this thing?
Yep.
Oh, man.
As you guys approach, you see kind of at the base of the tree where some roots are sticking out, there is a small entrance to a narrow cave. Seems like there is a cavern beneath.
I turn to the others. We need to burn it from the inside.
Jeez.
No, man.
What if this entity can heal your body?
My actual body?
Maybe we can kill the hags. I did not like the way the town was set up. It was not beneficial for the people. They seemed to be unnaturally happy. Johnny was disturbed as well, and his mom did not. She seemed okay, but off. Not.
I'm with
there.
You. There's definitely something weird about the village.
If we can talk to this creature, if he can save Gooflin, yeah. I would rather side with the plants.
We just need to remember that she has Gooflin's body. And also, we were sent here to help that village from right. wherever we were.
Objective is to protect Stanby.
Right.
But if this entity will allow Stanby to stand without the necrotic energy, I think we win both sides.
I am willing to discuss.
Yes, we can always talk.
I have one more wall of fire in my back pocket. Should this not go well?
I reach in my pocket and pull out a whole bunch of ants. Yeah, that's all I got.
You first, buddy. You're the one with the fake ant body.
Oh, boy. All right, I slowly approach the tree stump.
Hey, does anybody follow him?
I follow behind him, but at like a 10-foot at least distance.
Oh, I leave 18 at the door.
Oh, okay. You find a very small underwater pond, almost like a lake. And in the middle is a small tree with bright pink leaf petals.
A cherry blossom?
Yeah, kind of.
It's beautiful. I approach the tree. It looks like there's a little trail going up to the tree.
Now you see the beauty I have. I am nature incarnate.
My eyes start to well.
What?
And my jaw is agape.
I'm going to try to think of what kind of creature this is or entity with a religion check here. 14.
From somewhere in your endless database, you remember some sort of study of such paranormal beings. This one, for whatever reason, strikes you of one that has come about out of the vengefulness, a dire need for vengeance.
Not fully confident about our approach here.
I'm not either, man. I don't know.
Gooflin, we have your back. Do what you need to do. Save your body. But we must save Sambi. Do not forget our main objective.
You saying this out loud?
Yes.
Typical of such a vile construct. You care little for the nature that made you.
That made you?
I've tried to protect the creatures along the way. That's why I do not like the way the hags have destroyed what has been around them. I've lost Threehorn. There's been fairies that have died. Other plant creatures have been wiped out of existence. I do not want this to happen anymore.
Then you will fight for me.
Can you fix Gooflin?
Yes. I can make him a body of rock and root.
What happened to your original body? I don't even remember why you had to have a new body.
The gas went in his body.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because I was stupid and I didn't stop it or warn anybody.
Ask him about
trapped
the gas.
Gas is a serious thing.
Ask him if he knows what that is. I don't know what it is. You saw it, X-17. Ask the nice guy.
What is it? In the forest, our friend was afflicted with a gas, and the hag said that there was no way to save his body without their help. Were you the cause of this?
I am the opposite. The necrotic magic that those hags use amplify the negative auras in the jungle. They are the cause of his affliction.
Oh, they killed you so that we would do whatever they wanted.
Man, they got you wrapped around their finger, Gooflin.
It's their smoke that's in my old body.
Is there any way to recover his old body?
His flesh will rot, and I care little.
No one loves me.
I do.
The hags hate me. The trees hate me.
So what is it that you want us to do, entity?
You will go forth, succeed where my soldiers fail. We must reap.
If we remove the hags, will you let Stanby stand?
That village harbors no innocence. They will all die by your hands or mine.
The children tree, the younglings.
Johnny is innocent. How can you say such things? That we've seen the people. They seem to be charmed some way. Maybe they've just been controlled. How are you so confident?
And what of the trees? Do the pixies, the animals, do they not deserve revenge?
An endless cycle tree. You slaughtered them. Do they not deserve revenge as well?
They'll just send more like us.
Where does it end?
You can end it now.
Forgive them, tree of nature.
Have you come here to teach me, mortals? I have existed for a millennia. I have pondered these things for longer than you can comprehend. There is only one answer.
You're talking about genocide. You can't expect us to go and kill the children. The women.
A plant dies and new seeds are planted in its place. They are no different.
This is a tough one. It feels like we're in a no-win situation here. Remind us of what they did to you, tree.
I am not a tree. I am the manifestation of nature's wrath. They are the ones that summoned me.
Oh, now.
They summoned you because of the blasts? The blasts had made you a vengeful nature?
Not the blasts, but the people they stole and did not give back. I did what I must. Now the hags retaliate, thinking in themselves justified.
If I devote myself to replacing the plants that they destroyed, can Stanby still stand?
Their repayment is long overdue. Only death will satisfy my wrath.
Doesn't really get anywhere
here. Mm.
You must choose.
Slaughtering of more plants or slaughtering of children and women of our own kind.
Plants have no feelings.
I pull a candle out of my bag and I just kind of like... I'm trying to like show a candle to Gooflin and X-T-17. Like nonchalantly.
That's sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand.
I mean, he doesn't have eyes. He probably will see it or won't see it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just messing around my bag and I kind of like pull a candle out and I'm holding it in my fingers while I'm just like messing in my bag.
Okay. Luke, you made a motion like you were holding up a sword. Yeah.
The diplomacy is going out the window at this point. I've tried to devote myself to replanning. My computer mind is shutting down to where I can't let the Johnny die. But I know that the hags got to end. The hags are done. This is a kill situation, not a win lose situation. This is.
I think we're all on the same page.
What? If,
yeah.
Other than if we kill both, Gooflin's for sure. Yeah. Like, there's no power that saves Gooflin at that point.
Yeah.
Nature. What if we compromise and we take out the hags for you, and remove the people from Stanby?
The humans, I cannot promise their safety.
I turned to the other guys. That might be a chance we have to take and try to save some of them. But if we can keep Stanby standing, that's our mission. We can try to save the others.
But he said only the people, not the place. He'll destroy Stanby. Yeah, if we remove the people, Stanby will not stand.
I asked if it would stand, and he said...
Well, who cares if the place stands if everybody has to leave and they die in the process? That's not saving Stanby. That's saving a building.
Our mission's Stanby, not the people in it, right?
Stop it.
Change life.
I don't know. We kind of have to figure out who's evil here. Obviously, the hags.
I think Luke and I have decided. I'm on...
My body's back there, man. I mean, if we kill the tree, who's to say these hags aren't going to give me my body back?
Maybe we can talk them into restoring your body since we killed them.
They're going to restore it.
Yeah. If we kill them, they said they'll restore it, and then we kill them. It'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. If they don't restore it, we kill them.
Double cross the double
crosses. My body turns to ants. Yeah.
You know what? That's a risk I'm willing to take.
Luke, after you're kind of ruminating on these thoughts about you having to protect Stabby and whatnot, you feel almost like in your robo gut a kind of change happening.
Uh-oh.
No. And your mind splits for a moment. That red triangle that you've seen flashing in your vision, it obscures your vision for a split second. And you hear a voice in your head. It says,
"What are you doing? Kill it."
18? No response.
"The witches promise me freedom. I won't let you stand in the way."
Why did the witches promise you freedom?
Luke, I want you to make a wisdom saving.
Oh, is that still his vision?
Yeah, no, it's stinking 18. Wisdom save, you said?
Wisdom save, yeah.
That's a good one.
It's almost a critical crit.
With a minus one, you rolled a 19.
My mind is so laser focused on taking these hags out and saving Johnny and saving Gooflin. You can't break my concentration. Get out of here, 18.
You feel this intrusive software start to kind of spiderweb its way down your shoulder where you hold your sword, but you're able to resist.
Guys, this isn't looking good.
You resist his control.
There's something trying to take over my body. I'm infected.
You guys have had your visions and your dreams. What are they telling you?
They're telling me that the hags are evil, that this entity wishes to destroy that which what it wants to protect. They must be destroyed.
People? There's the hag.
No, the entity, the hags. They're one and the same. They feel that they're on opposites, but truly, they want the same goal. Destroy life or control it. They must be eradicated.
Seems like there's only one reasonable way to restore the balance to nature here.
18! I try to form 18 next to me. Drop the other one.
Works.
Cut the tree down. Burn it.
I'm assuming we need to roll initiative.
Following your lead, Gooflin.
I turn to the tree. We've made our decision. We choose life.
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah. Steven's like, you guys are so dead. That wasn't the right choice.
You chop at the tree's little skinny trunk, and it falls into the water with a small splash. The walls of this cave shudder, and small pebbles begin to fall on top of your head due to the earth around you shaking and shuddering. The voice booms again.
"You have chosen poorly and turned your back on the nature that supports your life."
I need no answer.
Suddenly, the entire ground and cave around you erupts into a massive landslide. I need everybody to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Oh no. Inhi and I have 10.
As you are squeezed and squashed and spewed up out of the cave.
All right, I'll take 8.
Nice. 18 is gone. Each of you are thrown back out into that watery area with a splash onto the cold swamp ground. And I will give us a new scene.
Did we get it?
I think so.
Yep, that's all it took was a little tiny tree you had to chop down.
I think we were inside of it.
Did you not say that you were going to use fire?
I didn't have time.
All right. You guys are all kind of randomly spewed back out into this area. In horror, you watch as the massive tree trunk kind of shudders and wiggles out of its roots and lifts into the air. A massive tree-like monster bursts out from the dirt. Everybody go ahead and roll initiative. Yeah.
Why is it gigantic?
That's how big he is. He's a massive tree.
Should we kill the hags and save the tree?
Is it too late?
Oh, that's not... Yeah. Should we just run?
I don't think we can run. We're in a forest.
Well, I can fly straight up. See you guys later.
how big that guy is. He takes two steps and he's on top of us. If I can run 30 feet and I'm as big as his left toe, I'm pretty sure he can run like 1,000 feet.
All right. We are going to start initiative with Jordan.
Oh.
I look down.
Aaron's like, what am I supposed to do?
I look down. I gather myself, flick that candle on the ground that I was holding in my hand, and I cast Wall of Fire.
Yeah. Nice.
It's going to hit all of them like that.
Ooh.
26 oh, nice.
Fire damage.
All right. Dex save, right?
Yes.
Okay. The golems.
Yeah.
They're going to fail, and they take
26. So 52.
52 damage to both of them.
That's 104 damage right there. Sheesh. I wish a fighter could do that much damage.
Well, I don't get any of those. I don't have any level 4 spell slots left, so.
That's it. That was Nature Spirit gets a 16.
So he takes 26 then, right? Because it'd be half, but it's still doubled because it's fire.
He has a, yep. If he has that.
Yeah. If he's it vulnerable to fire.
Ooh, it is.
And then, yeah, I'm not going to transform just yet.
Okay.
So I will end my turn. So how does that work? Because he's so big. Like, is he already in my fire? So if he moves through it, like, it just... Well, so it'll just be if he ends his turn on it, right?
Yes. If he ends his turn within 10 feet of it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to choose this side, too. I'm going to choose the side facing us.
Oh.
Your turn, Eric.
I don't think I really have much range. Both of the plants are up along with the tree of nature.
Yeah.
Wonder. Was there, did both the plants get hit?
Yeah, okay. They did. They both failed.
I'm gonna go 5, 10.
You just took 52, and if I remember right, that really charred them. Like,
took 100. Yeah, 50. Yeah, 52. That's right.
52 apiece.
Yep.
I'm gonna move 25 to here. I'm going to dart that one closest.
Ooh, nice.
19 okay. For 4 piercing. That counts as an action, so I could do it again, right? Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Yeah. You can attack twice, yeah.
18 for 5, it's 9. I'll go second with my action. That was my second action. Yep, we'll do that. And then as a bonus action, I'm going to cast Hunter's Mark.
Ooh. Who do you cast it on?
It has a range of 90. I guess the big guy.
Big guy?
Yeah. It moves as a bonus action when somebody dies, right?
Yep.
So I don't know why I wouldn't put it on, say...
Well, it's only your damage, right? And then 100
is it only my damage?
I don't think it's everyone.
Okay. Your
yeah. By the time it comes back around, it's going to be a big guy. So yeah, we're going to put on the big guy.
Oh, you should have done it first.
I can. I'll let you if you want. You can retro.
Do it first before.
Okay. Otherwise, it's a big waste.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do Hunter's Mark on that guy. It'll be an extra 3.
Extra 3 damage. Okay. All right.
That's what happens when I click on it.
That's right.
All
right.
Yeah, and then I'll do the other damage. And then I will continue my moving. I think I went 25, I think I went 30. I'm going to go down here.
I'm waiting for more plants to start popping up.
Stop. Don't give him
ideas. That's my bonus action.
You know they're already hit. Once you walk somewhere, they're going to pop up and hit
my bonus action actions, so that is my turn.
Okay. The golem on the top left is going to get on out of that wall, but they don't move very fast. He goes to there, and he'll dash to there. It is now the nature spirit's turn. It's going to start by moving forward. It gets to there, and Yenny, you see this gnarly wooden glowing green skull stare down directly at you, and it says,
You have betrayed the nature you use.
And he attacks.
He attacks me?
Yep. He deals, or hits with a 22, dealing 12 bludgeoning damage.
You're also grappled and poisoned.
and engulfed, and he can't breathe.
Thanks for playing. See you next week. Oh, never mind.
Roll your constitution for your concentration.
Is it constitution or is it wisdom?
Yeah. All right. He's going to claw you again.
What do I need to maintain?
It's half the damage or 10, whichever is higher.
Oh.
And he is also going to use his summon followers ability.
Okay.
There he is.
With his,
my followers,
with his control over the surrounding nature, he summons forth three
harpoon ones.
Harpoon guys, get them off me, guys.
Guys, I have an issue. I can't cast healing aura without breaking concentration on firewall.
Fire is more important.
It is XT's turn.
Wait, at the end of his turn, he takes the fire damage instantaneously.
It's 26, right?
26 and doubled if he's vulnerable to it.
All right, he took the damage. Now it's Luke's turn.
How's he looking?
It looks like a force of nature.
Pretty good, man.
All right. Oops. I guess I probably need to bonus action XT back out. Oops. Yeah, here. All right, we gotta get 18 back out. I'm going to go there, bonus action, and then my actual action, you know what, I want this thing dead because it hasn't gone yet, so I'm going to have him appear there, and then he's going to attack it.
Okay.
Of course.
12 doesn't do it.
No, second attack, there it is, and I'm sure I rolled ones. Oh yeah, double low, so I get to re-roll both of them again. 9 slashing damage to that monster.
Okay.
He gone, finally?
Nope. Big tanky tree.
Does he look messed up?
Yeah, he looks pretty messed up, though.
Tiny compared.
Right, I already used my bonus action to bring out XT. I think we're just going to go ahead and do action surge.
And, whoa.
Look at this thing. I'm burning everything I can before I die. Another one on that monster.
The golem?
Yeah.
16 hit.
I get to reroll one of them. So it's 8 plus whatever I roll here. 11 more slashing damage to him.
Okay.
Still alive? On.
Nope. Yep.
No, yep.
Come on! I get attack. Another hit. I got to reroll another one.
Do it.
9 plus 13 more slashing damage. Come on! Okay. Oh, monster.
He is twigs, but he's still alive.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me! All right, I will then use my bonus action for an echo, and we're going to cut him down.
Oh.
Yeah! And that's enough. 13 more slashing.
You deal 5 more damage than you needed to.
Get rid of that monster.
He's killed.
All right, or 18 is going to move all the way up. I'm going to fall back and get next to... no, I'm not. One over here. Stand in front of Yenny. And that's my action surge, echo. I've done everything else. And I just look down in my bag and I'm like, acid? I should have got alchemist fire. And then my hair's
cut. The nature spirit takes a legendary action and it screams out,
"Fool!"
And it's going to roll its legendary action and root smash a 20. It's hitting Yenny.
Me?
Yep.
Hits wow, the, why am I the hits, fool?
You got the fire coming out. It's only 7 damage.
Oh, only 7. Okay.
Still got your concentration.
Yep.
Nice. Hold that concentration. Hold the line.
In terms of damage, guys, I am getting battered.
In terms of damage, it's a lot. The harpoon horror that spawned behind you crawls up onto a rock and launches a vine cable at XT.
Oops. You better miss.
They always
every time. Do. Come on, baby. You can
they
do
get
it.
You every time.
No! No, I'm at 18. I'm good.
Yeah, I was going to say. It can't latch onto your thick armor.
Love it.
That brings us back to the top with Yenny.
Okay. First thing, I'm going to run. We're here. Then, as a bonus action, I look to the stars and channel a constellation through my body. I will chant. You see the constellation start to take form on my skin, and amongst them glowing a bright chalice. And then I will cast Healing Word on myself, which does not take concentration.
Nice move.
What the chalice does is anytime I cast a healing spell targeting myself... let me read it. Let me make sure. Chalice. A constellation of a life-giving goblet appears on you. Whenever you cast a spell using a spell slot that restores hit points to any creature, you or another creature within 30 feet of you can regain hit points equal to 1d8 plus your wisdom.
It's pretty good.
So
I will Healing Word myself first to regain 7, and then I will roll 1d8. Can you do plus wisdom? I did not do the plus wisdom, but it's a 2 plus...
3 or 4?
4. So I gain 14 total.
Nice.
But that's all my actions. I maintain concentration on Wall Flight Flame.
All right, anything else?
Nope.
Okay. The harpoon horror on the top left will make its way on over to here. And Luke, you're behind a rock. I'm going to give you a half cover. And let's see if... See if that's good enough. 10. Gooflin is up. Do you want to move your hunter's mark?
Yep. We're going to move it to the big guy.
Ooh.
Oh.
Move it to the big guy. We are going...
It's got something big coming.
I'm pretty much done on my big stuff.
I know, me too.
I don't got many more tricks in my bag. We are going to... I'm going to run up to the monster. I'm going to go 40 here. We're going to attack with a hand axe. 19 for 6 slashing. 18 for 9.
19 hits.
We're going to go ahead and use Flare of Blows. 16 for 7. 13 for 9.
Yep. 13 is not going to hit.
No.
40, 50, 55. And I'll hunker down over here. Move away from him. I don't take a opportunity attack. And one of those is Hunter Mark, right? I rolled 4.
Yep. Okay.
Does Hunter's Mark only goes off once, right? Even though I attack 4 times?
Yeah, just once per turn.
Yep, that's my turn. Move up there, hit the monster, and move back.
All right. The Harpoon Horror... The bottom right is going to move over here and attempt to harpoon Gooflin. 15 misses.
Close. I dodged it.
The Somp Golem is going to keep trying to make its way over. It'll have to dash to get next to XT. And it is now the Nature Spirit's turn. And it is going to claw at XT twice.
17 or 18?
24. It'll do 18. Okay. 16 damage. Another attack. 16 misses you, 17. And then we go to... Or he's going to take more damage. Yep.
You got fire up.
And it is XT's turn.
You take the fire damage?
Yep. He's looking less good now.
The big guy?
The big bad, yeah.
Good. Burn him alive.
Well, I was going to fly up in the air, but I feel like I need to protect Yenny and keep that fire up. So as long as you keep that fire up, you're protected. bonus action to put 18 out right next to the big bad. I'm going to hold down the fort down here against these three over on this side. And hopefully they'll attack me. 18's going to strike at the beast twice. First attack. Can't see it. Yeah. Did I get any ones? Nope. 12 slashing damage. Second attack. Not good enough. And I did a bunch more. No. So there's my two attacks. Bonus action. And I start to fly and start to hover. And then turn back and see Yenny. And then I land again. I'm done.
Okay. You land next to Yenny?
No, I stay right next to me. I just land.
Oh, okay.
Hold down. I was going to fly away, but I'm not going to.
All right. this harpoon plant is going to run up next to its golem friend and attempt another harpoon against XT 17. A 19.
Come on.
And you are stuck again.
He pooned you.
We are back at the top with Yenny.
How's everybody looking?
Mighty fine.
Yep. Get the beast.
Get the beast.
Luke, how you looking?
I'm fine.
Show yeah. Nature that mankind rules. Burn it to the ground. Find the oil.
Let me find something that doesn't take concentration. Guiding bolt doesn't take concentration.
Yep.
Boom.
Oh, critical.
Light him up.
19 damage. Holy moly.
Look at all them
lightning
bolts.
Like lightning.
And the next attack is advantage.
Yeah, that's what it does, right?
Whoa, it's guiding your next attack. Radiant.
I can't do anything with the chalice because I didn't do a spell to regain hit points to anybody. So yeah, that's it.
Yes.
No movement. All right.
I'll stay put.
The harpoon on the left. Ooh. Is gonna do the same thing. This time it's gonna try to get Yenny, I think. Yeah. I will give you cover as well.
Okay.
So plus two or minus two from this. 25.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. You are poisoned and stuck. Beautiful is a.
Is a 40.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Four piercing.
See.
Roll your. Roll your constitution.
Oh! No! He dropped it!
Uh-oh.
It's my turn.
Okay, fire's gone.
Fire down! Fire down!
I'll get rid of that.
Don't worry, I can cast Aura of Vitality now.
Yeah, that changes my...
Yeah, I did you a favor.
Man.
Okay, I don't have to do that.
Unleash the flurry.
I've been unleashing the flurry of the blows.
Yeah, and it blows.
All right, I'm going to 5, 10, 15, 20. And we'll do the normal attacks. I will start attacking with the hand axe. 10 for 8, 23 for 9. Second attack. Flurry blows, sorry. Take a key point here for a blur. 14 for 8. 20 for 8.
Nice.
Hunter's mark. Oh, 22.
Massive 2 damage.
I'm going to use another key point to do Hand of Harm.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
One that I successfully hit with the unarmed attack. For 8 necrotic.
Eric, or Gooflin, this magical power that you have imbued yourself with from the black crystals back home.
That's my necrotic damage, yeah.
Enters this ravenous nature spirit, dealing double damage.
It's a little necrotic, too.
With a 16 damage.
All right, and yeah, I'm just going to finish up my movement. I had 20. I have plenty left. I'm going to go this way. We'll stop here.
Whoa.
Okay. That is my turn.
And where'd you go? You're way up there now.
Yeah, I hope you guys can get yourself out of those harpoons.
I have no strength.
A harpoon horror is going to try to vine cable XT18.
Oh, please miss this. I need this miss.
14.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been devastating.
The swamp golem next to you raises up its wooden fists and attempts to smash XT17.
Hold up my giant great sword.
A 12 and a 15.
Walked it off. Ching,
ching. The nature spirit takes a lumbering step forward and is going to make two claw attacks against XT. I'll do one against either of you.
Which one first?
18. Yes. 23.
No.
17. 16.
It needed to be the other way around.
And it is no fire damage, so Luke's turn.
Well, that ruins my whole turn. I don't have action surge, so I only have one bonus action. That's so frustrating. Okay. Bonus action to bring 18 back out. he's going right there. He's going to attack twice with disadvantage on the one that's harpooned me.
Okay.
Nope. 13 hit.
Misses.
I already used my bonus action. I'm done.
All right. Number two is going to pull you up next to 18 with his real ability, which is 1d6 plus 4.
Yep. Oh, I keep forgetting. You can just break it.
As an action, yep.
Dang.
Five bludgeoning as you're yoinked.
Okay.
Oops.
Goofy, help!
Yeah.
there we go. And we're back at the top with Yenny.
Yup. yup. Sure, this is massive, right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm gonna cast Aura of Vitality.
Ooh. That do.
Requires concentration for the next minute. Healing energy radiates from me in an aura within a 30-foot radius until the spell ends. The aura moves with you, centered on you, can cause a bonus action. Cause one creature in the aura, including you, to regain 2d6 hit points. But I will move along this so that he's in it.
Okay.
So I will I'll use a bonus action to heal X17 2d6.
Huh?
He goes, I'll heal 18.
Yeah. For master 3.
Wow.
Called it.
you called it, all right.
And then my starry form for my chalice, I heal a d8 plus my wisdom.
Hold on. I don't think so.
Why?
We looked at that before. It's only when you cast a spell, but not when you use like a passive thing, right?
Whenever you cast a spell using a spell slot that restores hit points.
Okay. Well, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I'll let you use it on the first one.
Okay.
But not the bonus ones. Bonus action.
4 plus 4, so I gain 8. All right. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. The harpoon horror that is attached to Yenny is going to reel you in 15 feet, which is a d6 plus 4. 6 bludgeoning damage to Yenny.
Get over here.
And you will need to roll your constitution.
Watch me lose it on my...
Come on, 11. Oh, he did it! All right. We're back to Gooflin.
All right, same old. 25, hand axe, 21 for 6, 24 for 7,
okay.
Unarmed, 25 for 10, 22 for 10,
whoa. Hunter's
mark 5, and we're going to go ahead, that was a key point,
that was
and
massive.
We're going to go ahead with another hand of harm,
harming?
5 necrotic damage,
which doubles to 10,
10, 15, 20, 30, 37, 41.
He's going to brag about it now.
41.
30 damage. I can't even hit one.
How's he looking?
Less than half.
Hey, did I move my character back up here? Did you? That's where I wanted to run away.
I didn't see you move it.
I moved,
I wrote down. Roll one of those again. One was, did we do the advantage from the bolt, or was it a long time ago?
No, the first one should have advantage, the 21.
Yeah. Roll another, roll a d20 to see if you crit.
No. Nope. All right, so I move there to attack. Don't take opportunity attack to move back. That's the end of my turn.
Okay.
You're the one we need
hey,
down here.
I'm taking on the big bag, giving everything I got. You guys take on the small ones and get moving.
This harpoon horror is struggling to climb up. It's going to try to shoot Gooflin, but I'm going to give you three quarters cover from height, which is not, he's not going to be able to hit. 25.
Oh, that's he dead.
All right, never mind. He gets you.
No, that was the whole point of me running back there.
Gotcha.
Does that make me, I cannot move, right?
Yeah, you can only move. Yeah.
You can't move any distance away from him like that way. Okay. And you take 4 piercing damage and you are poisoned.
Also at disadvantage because of the poison. So like your attacks where you've been nailing him are going to be at disadvantage.
Unless you use an action to break out of it.
I'm at disadvantage while attached?
Yep.
Yep.
The swamp golem is going to keep trying to pummel XT-17. 23 and a 9. 15 bludgeoning. Max damage.
15? That hurt.
The nature spirit is going to notice the hand axe chipping away and the necrotic damage that's afflicting it. He turns around to face
Whoa. He just straight up stared at him. You.
He's going to move back up into his spot.
Bye. He never split the party.
Fool. Your friends cannot help you now.
He's about 50% right. I can tell.
21.
Okay.
First claw attack.
21.
14 damage. Second attack. 23.
Nice.
Deals 10 damage.
14 and 10?
Yep.
Okay.
Luke is up.
I will bonus action to teleport.
Oh, nice.
Finally. And the greatsword, I only need one hand to hold it. I need two hands to swing it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to interact, get my shield out.
Okay.
And then I'm flying.
I'm leaving. All right.
Oh, I can't even get there. Gross.
Off the dash.
Then. Yeah, I'm gonna attack. I'm gonna attack this monster first.
Okay.
You can't leave. I'm attached. I'll be dead.
No, I don't have disadvantage. I gotta roll it again.
No. What? I'll let you roll this one time, but you always, the rule is you take a number on the left. Because they're both random. But I'll let you do it. All right, 15. hits.
And I get to roll one of the d6s. 4 plus 5 plus 4 is 13 slashing to that little guy.
13 slashing?
Yep.
All right.
Still up?
He's still up.
Next one. Another 13 slashing. Oh, that was Constitution.
Yep.
Another 13 slashing.
13. He's barely alive.
Don't you dare!
You got good one. One more good one in you?
No. I'm going to fly away and get my shield on. And I can only fly 15 feet because my teleport uses 15 feet.
Good, because where are you going? I'm going to die.
Gets an opportunity attack. 5 slashing.
Yep. I'm done.
The harpoon plant that you just injured is going to go. He will use his real ability on XT-18, doing at least 1 damage.
He's gone.
Okay. Back to the top with Yenny.
Defeat the monster! The entity!
I'm attached. guess I'll make a strength check to try to break out of this harpoon that I'm gonna fail.
Then don't do it.
That I'm blast going to it. Fail.
And then you're at disadvantage.
I will.
We're all hurting bad, Jordan. I don't see how we win. We can't beat him.
I'll guiding bolt the one that's harpooned me.
Come on.
Okay.
Call upon nature.
24 to hit for 12.
Roll it again. At disadvantage. We'll keep the 12.
Use the nature!
Use the nature against the nature.
Aha!
Oh, he did it! To the one that's hitting you, huh?
Yeah. Trying to make it break concentration, at least let go of me.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, no. It saved.
Oh, I should have used my freaking thing. You let me roll my d6.
For what?
The thing that I keep forgetting.
Oh, yeah. Is it for saving throws?
I do it before, but...
No, I'll let you do it.
15. That's still more than half.
Yep.
Wouldn't have mattered. I don't know why I rolled. It wouldn't have mattered, but... All right. So it still got me, huh?
Still got you.
I will then... That's all I got, man. Unless I change forms again.
Yeah, use your starry form. Start volleying arrows.
All right, I'll transform out of chalice and into archer.
Nice.
Using my last wild shape. And I'll throw an arrow at it.
You can do it.
14 to hit.
Disadvantage.
Disadvantage.
Wow, he did it again. 14 does.
Oh, okay, 5 damage.
5 damage. Yeah. Oops. Gonna roll his con. Saves it.
Man, his con's through the roof.
Mm-hmm. He is going to... Oh, wait. He is gonna reel you in just right there and deal 8 bludgeoning damage.
What?
All right. Eric, we're back to you.
Guys, I got news for you. This ain't going well.
No, it's not. We barely even have him halfway down.
It's this. If I can get away from this dude, I can do a lot more. I can't get off these ads. That's why I was saying don't leave.
I'm going to go ahead and attack the monster. Not with a hand axe, but an unarmed strike.
Disadvantage.
I got to roll my con for my...
14.
My aura vitality failed.
14, no.
And my second attack, 26 for 10.
Wow.
There you go.
That one hits.
I'm going to use a key for a hand of harm. I'll do a hunter's mark for 3.
Wow.
2 point for hand of harm. 7 necrotic, it's 14. And I can move down here without taking... Let's see.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll go all the way around the earth, and I'm going to use key point to do for Valeria blows on thing that has me attached.
Then you use a, isn't it a bonus action, Eric?
It is.
Isn't your hand of harm bonus action?
It is not.
Too? It's not?
No.
Backseat coaching.
I know. I don't know how monks work, and I...
No.
I'm just trying to learn.
Clearly.
Okay. So, unarmed strike on him, disadvantage. Ooh, that's a critical miss.
All right.
And then my second will actually be a key point of hand of healing as my second flurry of blow.
Oh.
Let's see.
It's listed in your attack as well.
I regain a massive 5.
Woo! Could have been 10.
How dare you? How dare you? All right, I think I've done enough on that turn. That will be the end of it.
Okay. The harpoon plant attached to you, Eric, is going to claw you with a 20. 13 slashing.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Yenny.
Don't say it like that.
Oh, Yenny.
Just got to survive this attack, Yenny.
Yeah, that's hopeful.
Yeah, he's so pessimistic. Oh, it's over.
You can do it.
Swamp Golem.
It can roll crit miss.
Goes to attack you with two attacks.
Over.
Oh, critical miss.
Ooh. Wow. A one and a two.
Take it. Told you. You got this. I didn't leave you. I didn't forsake you. I calculated exactly the odds, and it was just fine.
Can I thorn whip the heel of my own?
No, I called it. I calculated everything specifically.
I'm still attached.
I
didn't die this time.
You're okay.
And now that I'm real, the golem will get an opportunity attack when I run.
Oh, I need a roll concentration.
Is it my turn yet? Is it my turn?
No. Why do I need a roll concentration? Did. Oh, I was going to say, I already dropped my friggin' Aura of Vitality last turn.
The nature spirit continues to lumber forward.
Did you come to end me? We are one and the same.
I am nature incarnate. I will not be defeated.
Even though he says this, Gooflin, you see the bits and pieces of bark where you have hand of harmed him are starting to decay and fall away.
Did he get scared?
He's showing clues of being damaged. He claws you with a 9 and a 23.
Yeah, that last one.
12 slashing damage from his massive claw.
Up.
Nice. Luke, what do you do?
I look at the beast, and I begin to start flying. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Okay. So I fly to here and I'm looking and I'm flying up towards him and I'm looking for any sign of weaknesses or kind of what you said just a second ago, pieces of him falling apart. And I'm looking for specific pathways inside his body.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
Where's your holes?
I am going to.
Is that what you're saying to him? Where's your holes?
Can I enter you?
I am not leaving my friend Yenny behind. I will.
You have to stay.
Make 18 appear there, and
he's gonna take that one damage for me. Thanks, buddy.
I'm going to put my shield away as I'm flying super fast towards him. Oh man, this isn't gonna work. So that's the one that's attached. All right, 18 is going to attack the one that's attached, so that Yenny has a chance to maybe get away.
Okay.
First attack. Can't see it yet. Oh, imagine that. I missed. Second attack. Come on, 18. Quit going against me. There you go. And I'm sure there's a one
there
in there. Yep. There's definitely one in there. So let's reroll one of those. 5 plus, what was it? 6? No, 4. 8. So 13 slashing damage against the one that was attached to him.
13. All right.
Is it enough?
Nope.
Still attached.
How much health do these things have?
Still attached.
I tried, Yenny. Sorry. But the beast must be destroyed. And I'm going to fly right up into where the hole is.
Okay. In order to find the available entry point into his cavernous midsection.
Oh, no, Jimmy.
You feel that same kind of glitchy software creep its way to the front of your mind. But you hear the voice again.
It's this way, you idiot.
You can choose to let it guide you, or you can try it on your own.
I'm going to let it guide me because it already tried to take me over and it told me I had to defeat this thing. So at this point, I'm resisting it from taking control of me, but I'm also listening to it because I know that our goals are the same at this point.
You'll get an automatic success with finding its weak point.
I start reaching into my bag. Obviously, I don't have an action. I'm just telling you what my plan is. Okay. I have 3 bottles of acid. I do 2d6 each, and I'm trying to gather up all 3, and I'm just going to throw them all down in the thing and try to break them on whatever is in there.
Kind of try to Death Star him?
Yep, exactly. Okay. That's it. My turn's done. And sadly, I got to pull a Hail Mary because 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. All right, so I'm going to have to be right here, and 18 is going to have to take two opportunity attacks to get here, or he just disappears anyway. I went for the attack to kill him, and it didn't kill him. That was my only chance.
I thought it was staying to save Yenny.
Do you know how dead I am?
It was the kill.
Can we talk about how dead I am? Like, I'm dead. I'm dead.
It was to kill the monster that had Yenny so Yenny could get away. I have to be within 30. So I'm rushing to kill this thing because I know that's the only way we're going to live. We got to take out the beast. These little guys are just distractions right now.
Opportunity attack from
the little guys.
Yep, the little ones. Yep.
I got to hope that it misses.
They
miss.
What a game. Calculation.
I'm glad you're great at gambling with my life. Good job.
Yenny, you're up.
No, I'm trying to save the world right now, Jordan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Run!
I'm out of level 4 spell slots. I got 1-3 left.
Destroy them all.
Yeah, that's the plan here, Slick Rick.
Slick Rick. Yes. He's so negative.
Might as well guidance bolt the guy that's still got me. My all last guy.
I'm glad you're not a paladin. You'd be the worst.
Why don't you do one that has a DC or something?
AoE or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got anything like that?
I can't move, can I?
Yes.
No.
You can't move away from it.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what I'll do.
There you go. Calculate it now. You got this, Yenny.
Thanks, Jordan. Yeah. Think. Erupting Earth.
Oh, nice. There you go.
And then I'm gonna use my D6 before they make their dexterity save.
Oh, nice.
I'm gonna use
all three.
I've got two more uses on it, so I'm gonna use it on the two little guys.
Oh, nice. All right. The one on top goes first with a dex.
D6.
Come on. Roll your D6.
Ooh, get a 3.
No.
Still takes 12 bludgeoning damage.
Yeah, he should be dead
12
by then.
Bludgeoning. The one that's attached to you.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
We know.
The other one I crushed, and the other one below him I crushed.
Yeah, this guy is super low. The other one is less low, but he's looking pretty hurt now.
Wow, these guys really take a beating.
Yeah, and then on the other one I roll another D6.
He already missed.
He already failed. You can keep that one.
Put it in your,
well, I'm supposed to roll before.
Okay.
So I used it. That's fine. He really failed now.
He really failed.
Oh, we needed that other one, dude. Yenny.
And then the golem.
14.
Fail. Take 25.
So he takes the full 25, huh?
Full 25. He hasn't been actually attacked yet, right?
No, he has not.
He's been hurt a little bit.
He's been hit by the wall of fire.
Yeah.
The 50 damage.
He's still up, though.
Bonus action on the one holding me.
Yes.
There's a 13 hit.
Disadvantage.
Oh, disadvantage anyway. I don't think it hits anyways. Well, it's been great knowing you guys. I enjoyed this game a lot.
The calculation is there. We got to destroy this thing.
The harpoon horror does one more reel and pulls you adjacent to it.
Oh my god.
And it's not going to get you, but it'll do 9.
Difficult terrain?
Yeah. 9 bludgeoning as you're pulled through the rockiness. Gooflin, can you survive?
I don't steal your thunder here, Luke.
You steal whatever you want. Just take this thing out.
I mean, I don't got much, but I don't. The guy that I'm attached to isn't really hurt, right? He doesn't look that hurt. I've only stabbed him a few. I don't think he's that hurt.
Yeah, he's just a little bit hurt. Yeah.
I'm going to swing around.
He's 5 hurt.
Oh, this disadvantage is killing us.
All right, I swing around to the big monster, because the monster is...
Oh, no, I can see Goofy.
I yell out to everybody, I have a health potion in my pocket!
I don't believe you.
Oh, he's going to help us.
And then I am going to... I'm going to take my disadvantage on armed strikes. It's 14 for 7.
Doesn't hit.
Oh, wait, are you attacking the big guy? Why don't you attack the... Oh, yeah.
He's nine?
No.
Yeah, that's a critical miss at the last one.
Only two attacks?
He does.
And I have lost my way, and I'm at a key point.
Oh, no.
I can't do... Hunter's Mark, does that do an automatic, or do I have to hit?
You
have to hit.
You still have a bonus, right?
It's an unarmed strike?
Yeah, just unarmed.
Critical!
I got double crit!
Double crit! Oh my gosh!
What just happened?
Double crit!
What just happened?
Disadvantage, double crit.
Goodness.
He's stealing your thunder.
He's stealing the thunder. We are one and the same. Damage. I can feel your weaknesses.
Crack it open more. I got all this stuff to dump in there.
You critically do a kick or something?
Actually, on my mask, I grab my nose and it snaps off and I stab it with my nose.
What? All right. You stab it in such a way that it stumbles on its many root legs and it yells out,
"No, you're only killing yourselves."
It is starting to teeter on one side, Luke, opening up a clear route to its center. It lifts up a massive wooden hand to try to block you.
Yeah, I didn't steal your thunder. This is your moment. From this moment.
Eric? Yes. The harpoon horror attached to you does his real ability. Actually, no, he doesn't. He does his claw attack. 20 to hit.
Oh, Gooflin falls to the ground unconscious.
Gooflin,
I know,
is down.
We saw your L.
I forgot to do my hunter's mark. Whoopsies. Watch out, I would have killed him, so I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Just kill him, please. All right.
Gooflin falls.
Eric back if he dies. I'm assuming if he dies, all of his animations die, hopefully.
But Yenny, can you get a critical miss again? Or can he get a critical miss again? A critical!
No. Not the criticals.
15. 15
is that
damage.
Maybe...
That's 28 yeah. Damage.
Is it... Maybe acid, cold, fire, lightning, or thunder damage?
It is, nope, it is bludgeoning.
It's how much damage?
15.
15?
Yep. Rolled 2d10.
What about the other one, the 13? Oh, that was on Eric.
Yeah, it was Eric.
All right, I take 15 damage.
Let's see if he misses. Second slam. 26.
Ooh, 6.
Are you still up?
For 6 damage, I fall unconscious. I had one life after the first life.
Acid boy.
Oh, let's see if this acid, this super expensive acid vials that cost me a bunch of my starting wealth, is worth it. I'm going to use them all. Is it even my turn yet?
Not yet.
Oh, no.
The nature spirit with its claw still up trying to block your passage. It swipes with his other hand.
Oh my goodness.
Trying to get you away.
I jinxed it.
I will not die to a construct.
He's going to claw you twice.
Yeah.
23 on the first one. 13 damage.
Yeah. Oh,
21.
No!
7 damage.
Oh, I like that. That's much better. I'm still up.
And it is your turn.
Okay. I'm going to fly around his arm as he's smacking me and go right to where Gooflin stabbed his nose and like broke it open all the way. And I'm gonna reach down there as far, and I'm just gonna throw all 3 acid vials down in there and whatever you're gonna let me do, and then I'm gonna flavor it and like do my little arm weapon, shoot one bolt as it's going down in there and explode him inside.
Your Death Star in it.
What do I need to do?
When you get closer to the center of his chest, you actually see a beating wooden heart that's the size of a basketball, with this faint glowing green shining from the cracks. That's your target. Once again, you hear the other software speak in your mind.
I hate this because he's going to take over my mind.
Hacking.
He's going to say, don't use acid, you idiot.
You are worthless. Let me do this.
You can choose to put it to chance and roll.
If I let him take control, he's going to have control of me. As he's telling me this, I know he's going to take control. Do I feel if I am willing to sacrifice myself and like go into the heart with it, that I would be able to do it without him taking control? Like, as, like an automatic hit, like go in and just take the damage with the heart and just like explode the whole thing.
It'll be the damage of the vials. So it's a D6 for each one.
Oh, it's 2d6 for each one. So
yeah, yeah, I like that.
6d6.
The max damage is 36. We don't know how healthy he is.
That's all I got. I can't do it. If I attack him twice, the most I can do is maybe 30, and that's if I hit max damage on all of them.
But you could also hit minimum damage and roll 6 damage off your acid vials.
That might be enough.
Wait a second.
Uh-oh, he's rethinking.
Oh, no, my great weapon fighting won't help. I was going to say I can...
Nope.
With a melee weapon. No, it doesn't work. All right, we're ready? Here we go. I shrugged it off. It's not going to... I'm smashing it on the heart. Taking it right to it. Boo-hoo! I'll take 21 damage.
All right.
Bam! Smash it.
You deal 21 damage directly onto the heart of this massive nature spirit. You watch as the thin coating of bark around his exposed heart starts to dissolve away, and he screams out in pain.
No, the jungle is lost. We have lost.
And you kill the nature spirit.
With the acid.
It wasn't wasted money.
It wasn't wasted. Oh, that.
Do his other things fall over?
Yeah, they all of the monster or the plant monsters die.
Yeah, I'm not dead.
Yeah, you roll a death save.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm not dead. Roll a death save. Critical miss. I'm almost dead, guys.
Success.
Okay. Eric.
Success.
And then Luke, it's up to you.
You only need above a 10?
Yeah.
I run over to...
Actually,
to
10 or higher.
I run over to Gooflin, and I reach in his bag, because he said he had a healing potion. I take a healing potion out, and I feed it to you.
Woo!
Do I see your face? Since your mask is broken?
Yeah, he broke his mask. What's his face look like?
It's not that my mask is broke. It comes off and reattaches. It's not broke.
Mask
off anyways.
All right, so you get 2d4 plus 2, so 8 damage or 8 health back.
Okay.
As you come to, my eye patch is all like burn off, and you can see inside there's just like a whole bunch of circuitry and like things that are just like all moving inside my head, and like part of my metal on my face is kind of like burnt, and like pieces of the plating's like all broken off my face. I'm permanently scarred from the acid.
Oh no!
Did we
chop the tree down?
We did. That part of our mission is now over. Now we must save your actual body. And then I just disappear, and 18 stand there right in front of you. That's my turn. I'm done.
I'm assuming when I'm knocked unconscious, I leave my starry form.
Yeah.
So you save Gooflin.
Yes, Gooflin's back up with his healing potion. Delete your healing potion there, Eric.
I did already.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make it a save, Yenny. Not that it really matters, I don't think.
Oh, you say that.
Critical!
Bring yourself back up!
Nature.
I clipped right there.
I come back with 1 HP, right?
Yep.
Booyah.
You don't even need our help. If things went poorly, then you would have done that and then died.
Yeah, immediately died to getting smashed by the column.
I run over and I hand you a health potion because I haven't given one.
I think I have one.
I hand the robot a health potion. Will this work on your body?
I'm okay for right now. If you need one, go ahead and take it yourself.
I take one myself.
I calculated the odds, Jenny. It was in our favor. We've defeated the monster, and you survived.
Yeah, thanks for nothing.
Was what I detected sarcasm?
Yeah, it was a little bit sarcastic. You kind of left me high and dry, bub.
I would never leave you high and dry. 18 was there to protect you, and then 18 appears behind you.
Oh boy, I got 3.
Sacrifices must be made for the betterment of all mankind. For the Earth, this creature has been destroyed, and I am scarred because of this.
Gooflin, you hear that voice in your ear again.
Is it a voice or is it an ant?
Maybe it's an ant's voice.
Oh.
This time it says,
Lord, take it. Bring it to us.
What was that first word? Heart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I run over and grab the non-beating, non-green heart anymore. Dead bark, right. Heart.
You have the creature's heart. Time to take it back to Stadby.
It's still intact?
Yeah, it was just fizzled a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I need to go get my body back. But after, do we take out the hags?
If Johnny's still alive, I say we take him out.
I agree. I say we wait till we get your body back. Once they fulfill their end of the deal, then we save Stanby.
Sounds good. I hope we find a rest on our journey.
Yeah, me too.
It's a pretty big fight.
It was a close one.
Well, at least I know that you guys will fight to the end.
I reattach my nose.
Will our heroes be able to complete their quest? Find out next time on the Scandalous Six Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Well, hello. We meet again at the end of another great episode. Have you ever thought, hey, I'd like to actually watch this group play D&D? Well, good news, everyone. You can do that by following our new Twitch channel at twitch.tv/S6Productions. We'd also love it if you would subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/scandalous6 for replays of our sessions and other fun videos. And if you're not already, you should also be following us on Instagram at instagram.com/s6_productions and on Facebook at facebook.com/scandalous6productions to get all the latest updates. Links to all these places can be found in the notes of this very episode. Thanks for listening. Bye.